Paul Zimmerman, football writer, wine writer, the original Dr. Z. Keep listening to Lynn on Wine and Dine. And you over there, wake that guy up. I want you to listen, too.
Hi, this is Jerry Schreiber, a features writer with the Life section at newspaper USA Today and usatoday.com.
You're listening to iWine Radio. My name is Lynn Creelo-Chamberlain, host of Wine and Dine. Richard Hart is owner and proprietor of Ricardus Corcolum. The wines are produced at Crush Pad, and he happens to be a member of San Francisco Wine Association. Presently available to purchase is a 2006 Clandest Zin Russian River Valley Zinfandel. There is also a 2005 Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon and a 2007 Clandest Zin from Dry Creek Valley and the Grist Vineyard. Richard Hart, thank you so very much for joining us today. And I must say that your history is about as fascinating, I suppose, of all the people within San Francisco Wine Association, Guy Riedel, the movie producer, and yourself as retired from the CIA have to be the most fascinating careers, you know, that led you into winemaking. So you obviously have quite a bit of creativity in you.
Well, I don't know about that, Lynn, but thank you first for having me. Yes, I think the winemaking is actually more exciting than my career was. Everyone looks at that as something exciting. Oh, you worked at CIA. And of course I did, and I was one of the people who did all of the so-called spy stuff. But the wine for me is something that I got interested in over 20 years ago, when I first tasted some really good French wines. And I thought, wow, that is really what I would like to do. So Crush Pad in San Francisco gave me that opportunity, and I made a great Napa Valley Cabernet from Tokalon grapes, and a couple of great Zinfandels from over in Sonoma. So it's been a lot of fun.
Have you traveled all over the world?
I have. I have been in the Middle East, Africa, Latin America, Asia, you name it. I don't think I've been to every country. In fact, I think I've only been to about 30 countries. California is my home, and for me, California is it. I just love California, love getting great grapes and making great wine.
Richard, were you born in California?
I was not. I was actually born on the East Coast and grew up there. And used to, of course, like every small kid, watch movies and watch James Bond and thought, wow, I want to do that. And, of course, I can tell you that what I did was very little like that, although I did the same type of thing. It's not even close. It's more 95% paperwork and 5% excitement. So the wine is more 95% excitement and 5% paperwork.
Okay.
So there are a lot of parallels, though, to doing a spy career and doing a wine. You start a wine, and it goes from the inception to, of course, the fermentation, the aging, the barreling, the bottling, and then the tasting. And it was sort of the same way. If you were doing an operation, you had those various phases that you could have called the fermentation phase, the implementation phase, and then the conclusion phase, where you found out if something actually worked. So so there are, oddly, a lot of parallels between the two.
I would think a lot of people would not be able to keep up with you in a conversation because you are so, you're such a head guy. And I say this because the name of the winery, Ricardus Corcolum, is a Latin cryptonym for your name, Richard Hart. And as I understand it, was this before you even decided to go into the CIA, you were contemplating either becoming a priest or a classics professor. So Greek and Roman mythology, that sort of thing, and Shakespeare, you were probably enamored with.
I really was. And when I was in college, I used to go, believe it or not, out drinking with the Jesuits. They were, not to offend anyone, but they were big drinkers.
Uh-huh.
And I think they sort of wanted to lure me into becoming a priest. And the classics professor at my college was very into classics, and so he got me very into it. And so that was my background with Latin. And, of course, the wine name, Ricardus Corculum, is my name in Latin with a couple of little twists. And the wine names themselves, the Cabernet is called 4A's Cabernet.
Yeah.
And that comes from an ancient Roman coin that was minted by Caesar Augustus, or Octavian, who was really the first Roman emperor after Julius Caesar. And in the very old days, when Mount Vesuvius erupted in 79 A.D., apparently they were uncovering it several years ago, and they found a Latin inscription on the wall of a pub in Pompeii, and it said, get a drink here for an A, get a better drink for 2 A's, and a Falernian for 4 A's.
Oh, wow.
So that's where the name of my wine came from.
Okay.
So the 4 A's... basically, a Falernian wine was considered the best, and you had to pay 4 A's for it.
Okay.
So that meant you were really high class and that you could afford a really nice wine. So that's where the name came from.
And as you say, the grapes are coming from Tokalan in Oakville.
Yes, they are. And that was the 2005 vintage. For 2007, I'm using Stagecoach grapes from Atlas Peak, so just really not even a mile away from, well, maybe a little longer, but very close by. So I try to get the best grapes I can, and for the Zinfandel, I got my first round from Tom Feeney Ranch over in Russian River, which regrettably I had heard they plowed under and planted Pinot.
Oh, wow!
And so I started using grist grapes from the Dry Creek. Really great grapes, and kept the name because I love the name. It's called Clandestine, and that comes from my 20-year career in CIA.
Yes.
So I thought that was a good little play on words. And but both wines are very similar. They both have Zen characteristics, and I call my first Zen Zen Lover's Zen. And my 2007 release is a little more elegant, and I call it a Cabernet Lover's Zinfandel. So,
okay.
I've had a lot of fun with both of the wines, and they're just so enjoyable to be involved in doing something that I always wanted to do.
Now, let me ask you, is the 2007 Grist Zinfandel, is that available for sale?
It is available in a limited basis right now, and I'm going to do a full release and have a release party in the fall.
Okay.
But if people go to my website, which is just ricardiscorculum.com, they can now buy the 2007 Zen. And the 2005 Cabernet and 2006 Zen are available in limited quantities. They're almost sold out. So,
okay.
But they are all still available, and they're really great wines.
In your 2005 Napa Cabernet, Ricardus Corculum won a National Women in Wine Competition in 2009 and a West Coast Wine Competition in 2009 and was a medal winner with the Pro Wine Buyers Competition in 2008. That's really kind of nice right out the bat.
Yeah, and it was my first wine. And then the Zinfandel, because I was so interested in California Zens, which I had never tasted one until 1997. And my first bottling of the Zinfandel, the 2006 Clandestine Zen from Russian River Valley, won a gold medal at the Pro Wine Buyers in 2008 and won a medal from the West Coast Wine Competition just recently, a few months ago. So I'm very happy that they seem to be doing really well now. So it's just a great thing, and I so enjoy making the wine.
Well, Richard Hart, sounds like you've definitely found your second career and calling as an impeding winemaker over there at Crush Pad. Richard, thank you.
I have, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it really, you inspire other people to, you know, follow their passion, and winemaking is something that you can do, and Crush Pad and San Francisco Wine Association definitely make it possible. Thank you, Richard, for your time.
Thank you, Lynn.
We will have links up for you so you can follow all the guests. iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com.
Hi, my name is Michael Mulcahy. I'm the president of the LSL Christian Brother Educational Foundation, which is the home of the Brother Timothy Mont-LaSalle Single Vineyard Wine, Cabernet, which is in very scarce supply and is being made in honor of a great man and to support education for those less fortunate. The wine can be ordered at wine@lasallianeducation.org, L-A-S-A-L-L-I-A-N, organization.org, or the phone number is 415-835-5965. It will make a great collector's item and for a great cause. So thank you for thinking of us, and remember always to listen to Lynn at Wine and Dine.